Avos, Perkei, Mishnah Dalet, 5, 4, and now we have a bunch of other 10s. Now, let me read you this Mishnah first. I think it's really striking. It says, Asar Nisim Na'asu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim V'Asar Alayam. There were 10 miracles by which Hashem showed our specialness to the Jews in Egypt, and another 10 at the Yam, at the Red Sea, the Reed Sea, Yam Suf. Now, then he goes on to say, Eser Makos Hevi Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Mitzrim B'Mitzrayim. There were 10 plagues by which Hashem struck the Egyptians in Egypt, the Eser Layam, and 10 more at the crossing of the Yam Suf, the sea. Now, let me read the end of the mission, actually. Asar Nisyonos Niso Avosenu Es HaMakom Baruch Hu B'Midbar. There were 10 other times where we, the Jewish people, tried Hashem, so to speak, with trials of our difficulty not listening to him and complaining about him and complaining to him. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Vayanasu osi es eser pamim velo shamu b'koli. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu after the debacle with the spies, that the Meraglim, that Hashem like laments that they have, you know, tried me now these 10 times and not listened to my voice. Okay, let's just take this part one at a time. Now, the first thing I just want to speak out here, which I find really most striking, is that if you think about the 10 miracles of Egypt, the first on the list you probably think is the Damas for Deakinim, like the 10 plagues. But that's not what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah says the biggest thing of all is not that. The biggest thing of all, I think, these are my words, is that Hashem, yes, he brought crazy locust plagues and, you know, hail that had fire burning inside of it on Egypt. Those are amazing things, but what's much more amazing is that those things didn't affect the Jews in Goshen. The Jews had water to drink while everyone else had blood and so on. So that is the first miracle, that the Jews were spared. That's very important. In addition, at the Yam, at the crossing of the Red Sea, Yam Suf, so they had 10 other miracles happen to them. Now the Bar Tanura, some learn, like the Meir, like they were saying, okay, the 10 miracles without the 10 plagues, if you will, 10 punishments that happened to the Egyptians, didn't happen to us. So it's sort of parallel, Egypt and the sea. But the Bar Tanura actually lists 10 miracles based on Midrashim, 10 separate miracles that happened to the Jews while they were crossing the sea. Let me just give you a quick summary of those. They are as follows. First of all, that the sea split. Second of all, that they made like a tunnel for them to pass through. The third is that the ground beneath their feet became dry and hard, like firm ground. And the fourth is that, in contrast, the Egyptians had to walk through sort of like, you know, mud that got them stuck. The fifth is that the mud under our feet wasn't just like a hard ground, but it was miraculously like tiles. It was like small, like, you know, tiles, rows of tiles, if you will. The sixth is that the water itself became very hard, like rocks, to like punish the Egyptians. The seventh is that there wasn't just like one path, but 12 separate pathways in the Yam for the 12 different Shvatim, the 12 tribes, to pass through. The eighth is that while they're passing through, the walls, like they were water-made walls, so the walls were like transparent, like a precious stone, if you will, so that they could see that not only were their tribe passing through unscathed, but so were the other Shvatim as well. The ninth is that while they're going through, it's a salt water, you know, it's part of the Mediterranean, but there was like drinking water that came out of the walls and dripped down, nozlim, they could drink. And the tenth is that whatever they didn't drink basically rehardened again, like little bundles when it went to the ground. Because those are the 10 miracles, according to the Bar Tanura, anyways, of what happened to the Jews when they were crossing the sea. Now, it goes on to say, Eser Makos Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMitzrim B'Mitzrayim, the Esra al-Hayam, so 10 plagues in Egypt, we know those, of course. Then you have, that's from the Pesach Seder, etc. And then you have the 10 at the sea. So what are the 10 at the sea? So here the Bar Tanura essentially quotes from the Shir Shayam, the song we sang at the sea, which talks about these 10 things that Hashem did to the Egyptians. The first is Sus V'Rochba Rama V'Yam. Hashem threw the horse and riders into the sea, and they were kept together, despite the fact that, so that she judged together. That's a miracle there. And Markavos Paro V'chelo Yarabayam, the chariots were thrown into the sea, and they were also again stuck together. Umivchar Shleshav Tubu B'yam Suf, the top officials, the generals, they were also drowned in the sea. Tahomos Yichas Yumu, The deep waters covered them up. Yardubim solos, and they were like lowered down to the very depths of the sea there. Tirats oyev, their enemies were smashed. Taharos kamecha, those who stood up against Hashem were shattered. Yochlemo kakash, the ones who survived that were like gobbled up by like straw. Kisamuyam, the waters covered them up. And Tzalu ka'oferes, and they sunk to the bottom of the sea like lead. Those are the 12 miracles based on the psukim there in the Shishlayam, in the Shemos, the 15th barak. Okay, so we have the two sets of 10 miracles for the Jews at Egypt and the sea, and the two sets of 10 miracles of the Egyptians in Egypt and the sea. Now, you have the 10 trials by which the Jewish people tried Hashem, if you will. Okay, so according to Bartholomew, the count is like this. Number one, before the splitting of the sea, we said, weren't there enough graves for us back in Egypt? Number two, when they came out of the sea, they said, what are we going to drink in Mara? Number three, when they got to Rephidim, they said, we want water to drink. And number four and five are about man. Four is about, they were told not to go out and looking, they went out looking for man. And number five, they were told not to save the man overnight, and they saved the man overnight. Number six is they said, there's no meat for us. We should have died back in Egypt where we had meat. They remember the seer, the pot of meat. Number seven is they complained about meat again. This is a safsaf, the other people with them. The eighth one is the chet ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf. The ninth is that they looked for things to complain about, mislonim. They just wanted to be kvetchers. And the tenth is the chet ha'maraglim. They said, we wish we would have died in Egypt and not, you know, slept here because we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. So those are the 10 tests by which we tested Hashem. It is worth noting that there were other, if you will, tests of Hashem later on. We continued to cause more problems afterwards. There was the Korach rebellion, and there was the Mei Meriva, like where Moshe ended up hitting the rock, and so on. But because the pasuk that we quote here, that refers to Ze Eser Pamim, these 10 times, happens after the sin of the spies, the Meraglim, so we're going to count the first 10 up to and including the Chet Meraglim. Okay, so that is that. Again, here the takeaway message, as far as I'm concerned, is the Hashgachas Hashem, really to see not just that how much he did bad to the Egyptians on our behalf, to punish them for what they did to us, but actually all the miracles that he did to us and did for us, which we should appreciate and see the tremendous Hashgachas Hashem and everything that happens, and really focus on the good to us as opposed to the bad to others, and above all, see the tremendous kindness and rachem and mercy of Hashem, that even though we don't always live up to what we're expected to do, and just as the Dor HaDeah, the generation in the Midbar, didn't live up to what they were supposed to do, and did all sorts of, fell short so many times, still Hashem loved them, took care of them, and that Bez Hashem, we should do our very best and know that even if we fall short, Hashem still loves and will take care of us.